Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, a government lawsuit calls Amazon a monopoly, and the chair of the FTC won't rule out breaking up the company. I'll talk with Lina Khan on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Worst advice I ever received. Aside from that guy who said I need to tone up my thighs like a bitch. So I feel like all the other advice I've gotten has been like, hey, you should change your deodorant because you're sweating a lot and it's visible.
How often does that happen?
This was like maybe 3 or 4 years ago, like maybe 3 years into doing stand-up. And I did this thing for like rooftop comedy and they post videos online. And I just had these like massive pit stains. And mm-hmm. like someone commented and wrote, hello, pit stains. Mm-hmm. And I was like, good note. So I changed my deodorant after that. And it's been smooth sailing.
Hello is a pretty funny way to go about that as well.
Like, right.
Hello, nurse.
Yeah.
Like Animaniacs, but right. instead it was like,
and I made it like cute. I don't think he was like writing it like, hello, pit stains. Yeah. Hello, my darling. Like he wasn't doing that. Yeah. It was just like, you're trifling. What about you?
Mine was also like kind of the internet. I'm really into Reddit and I'm into like, everybody's
who's
always
into
asking,
Reddit?
I absolutely love it. I check it like 50 times a day.
Hilarious.
You know why? It's because there's a Reddit for everything. But I love just people, like some of the questions on there are just hilarious and very specific. Ooh. But I have yet to actually pose a question, but I still get questions answered there.
You should pose a question.
Yeah, like the Reddit women has been so nice. Like when I was getting into dating, when I moved to New York, because you know I grew up super Christian, I was like, what's like vagina maintenance like? You know, what should be happening down there? So I went to R Women. And so many people had asked that before.
Wait, you didn't have a gaggle of gals?
No, and even if I did, it's like they were asking the same question. They were like, ooh, okay, so we're in our mid-20s.
Oh, so it was a posse of virgins.
Yes, we're like the virgin posse. We're like the opposite of
the pussy posse.
Leo DiCaprio's pussy posse.
So what was the advice you found about the jeans?
Oh, all the women were like, oh, don't shave it. Like, it's fine. Just make sure you like maintenance.
Okay.
And just have it how you want to have it. Like, dudes don't care. And if they do care, then they're like kind of a piece of poo.
Icky, icky. Hello to our darling listeners. Hashtag YQY.
Oh, I can't even believe
they
you guys.
They love it. The people want
it. People have spoken, and I hate you guys so much.
First of all, we just want to say thank you so much for an amazing first season. We were number one right out the gate. Mm-hmm. Our live shows sold out in minutos. And even St. Vincent tweeted at us, St. Vincent.
Saint Vincent.
That was a really good freestyle.
Thank you. I thought I was going to do more and I just like didn't. So I was like, okay, well, I guess I'm just going to say Saint Vincent twice.
The point is, guys, Jess and I could have not done it without you. We are hashtag blessed, hashtag overwhelmed by your support. Thank you so much. We love you. And if we had as much money as Oprah, we would all buy you something, but we don't.
We would. My secret fantasy about our show is that people come see Two Dope Queens and we have something under every seat.
Everybody gets a car! Everybody gets a car!
I think it should
and
be our
like
rosé.
And it's like a bunch of vibrators. Oh, yeah. That's
it should be
too.
Our rosé.
Yeah, rosé is good.
Yeah.
But also a bunch of vibrators.
Yes. That's expensive, but yeah, sure.
Anyway, we told you that we wouldn't be giving you any new episodes of Two Dope Queens for a while, but guess what, bitches? We lied.
Ooh, the movie Lie Liar should be made about us now.
Hashtag Jim Carrey, great film. Such a good moral.
It's so
don't
good.
Lie. Anyway, we got lots of surprises for you until our season 2 launch, like this, right now. A few weeks ago, we asked you to send us your concerns, your questions, the problems in your life that you just couldn't find an answer to. And so many of you wrote in. We picked out the ones we, as queens, felt remotely qualified to answer. And here we go. I'm Jessica Williams.
I'm Phoebe Robertson.
How do you choose a date? Well, one thing you can consider is looks.
Sometimes I like to shake you girls when you worry so much about being pretty.
What is your type?
Whose company would you enjoy?
You will be prettier.
Your most exciting self.
You will be more popular.
It's the Two Dope Queens advice episode.
Oh, hell to the yes. Mm. We're like the Black Ann Landers.
Aw.
The Black Dr. Phil.
Aw.
The Black Elon. Oh, she is black.
Yeah.
As I say, the Black.
We're the double black. Yeah. We're like double chocolate.
We're double black Iyanla Vinzan.
Yeah.
We're going to start with Megan or Megan. I don't know her life.
Megan.
Megan.
Okay, so here we go. Our first question is from Megan.
Hey, you dope queens. I have a question. My best friend since second grade moved all by herself to LA for a dream job almost a year ago.
Aww.
I was and still am so proud of her decision on taking such an amazing opportunity. 2 days ago, she got dumped over the phone.
No.
By the guy, a turd face asshat. Her words, not mine, but
it's
I
like
co-signed
tight.
It. Yeah. She had been in a serious relationship for almost 10 years.
No.
10 years?
No. Oh, my God.
A full decade?
Fucking stab yourself, dude.
Oh,
get out of
God.
Town.
Burn his house
yeah,
down.
Yeah, like fucking Lisa Left Eye Lopez,
oh,
his home.
My God.
Rest in peace, girl.
Angela Bassett.
Yeah, set it off.
Fucking Drew Barrymore and Firestarter. All of it.
Kill him. Okay, anyway. Yeah.
So this is the rest of Megan's.
I'm sorry, Megan. Okay, go ahead.
At first, I thought she was joking, but it's real, and I'm at a loss for how to be there for her. Mm. I've already rush shipped a care package to her, but I'm still worried as fuck about her, seeing that her entire life had just been turned upside down. What kind of advice do you have for a best friend on how to be there for her when she's all the way across the country? Thanks, babies. Love much and keep rocking.
You know, it makes me think of actually a very powerful film, one of the most powerful films ever made. I believe it's called Waiting to Excel.
I thought you were going to say The Sandlot.
It reminds me of The Sandlot.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Beautiful.
That's my favorite line.
Okay. Anyway, this is so ig. This is like such ig advice. Okay. Anyway, Whitney Houston says, you know, there comes a time in someone's life when, you know, blah, 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 blah. And then Whitney Houston goes, but when you've got friends and they wish you well, there comes a point when you will excel.
Oh, shit. That's such good advice.
And I think the best thing, Megan, that you could possibly do for your girlfriend is be there for her. That's it.
Yeah.
Let her know, you know, don't try to talk her out of her feelings and just remind her that she's valid and just be there for her.
Yeah.
And then also, like, buy a ticket to LA as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Go out. Go party in WeHo. Go to Los Feliz, Silver Lake.
Yeah. I like that. And if your name is Megan,
yeah.
Then Megan, I've been in this position. I had a really close friend of mine, Jamie Lee, who you heard on a couple episodes ago. The same thing happened to her. She was with a guy. They lived together. She got dumped over the phone. And yeah, it just you have to be there for them nonstop. Also, watching RuPaul's Drag Race really helped out a lot.
It feels so good to
it
watch
it. It perks you up because that show is all about loving yourself, mm-hmm. loving who you are, standing your truth. But if you could just be there for her and like Jess said, the flight to LA, like she will literally fucking cry at the airport when mm-hmm. she sees your face. Mm-hmm. And that would be like, you're going to look back on this moment in your friendship and that's, you're going to cherish it so much, even though it was a difficult time for her, that sisterhood is going to like... It's life-changing.
You also just get, like, first dibs at being the maid of honor in mm-hmm. the next wedding when mm-hmm. she gets married.
Mm-hmm.
I love that you brought up RuPaul's Drag Race because it's the best. It feels so good mm-hmm. to watch that show.
Yeah.
But I love when they're like, how you gonna love somebody if you can't love yourself?
Yes. That's the moral,
I
Megan.
I just got chills.
And Megan?
Maybe it's just Megan.
Ooh, Megan. collect with your friend.
Advice. I got chills hearing your advice. It was so good.
Oh, thanks, Jamie.
All right, next one. This is from Mimi, or maybe Mai Mai, or Mime. I love your show.
Aw,
thank you for making it. Okay, so I need some advice. How the hell can I get my hair to grow long and luscious like yours?
Oh, girl.
Let me finish. Let me finish. I'm taking the vitamins. I cut out the relaxer. I'm rubbing in the shea butter. But I got nothing. I'm considering Rogaine if I don't see some growth. Okay, this might be a trifle, but you know how important hair is. Dash my Mimi.
Oh, Mimi, my Mimi.
Mimi, my Mimo. Where do we start?
Mimi, my Mimo. Girl, I buy my hair overseas and have it shipped today express.
Go on Alibaba.com and get that hair.
Yes, girl. I have an afro that is curly as fuck and hard to comb in the summer. Mm-hmm. So I put in a weave and I am fucking Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
So, first of all, your hair, I just want to say right now, it is stunning as it is.
Yeah.
That's the first thing. I love playing with hair, but I got to a place in my 30 years of existence being like, my hair as it is all that I need.
Yeah. Like, hair is beautiful the way it is, like Phoebe said. And also, like, naps are a social construct. Like, texture being negative is a terrible concept. Like, short hair is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Just learn to accept your hair as it is now, I think. Otherwise, you will never be happy with it.
Yeah. And it's exciting that you cut your relaxer out. For me, when I did that, it took a while. So I have like a big kind of fro now, but that took like 3.5-4 years. And I was taking vitamins, and I like to spray my hair in the morning and before I go to bed with coconut oil.
Do you really?
Yeah. It helps with the roots.
That's nice. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll do that. Shit.
Yeah, I really like that.
I
don't
do nothing to it.
But your hair is great, Mimi.
Yeah.
Don't you forget.
Yeah, my.
Okay, moving on, we got my girl Lola.
She is gonna ask a good question, probably.
Mm-hmm. This is Lola. Hey, Booz. That's not her. That was me. This is her.
You lied to me. I thought that was her.
No, that was me. Hey, Booz. I grew up super religious. Lost my virginity at 23. Yeah, girl. Just found out the only dude I've ever slept with gave me HPV. Fuck. You just get in the game shit happens?
I know.
God damn.
It's cray-cray.
Anyway, she continues, I know everyone has HPV and all that stuff, but I still feel like shit. I know my body will probably take care of it on its own, but growing up, the church projected the idea that if I ever got an STD, I was worthless. I know in my head this isn't true, but any advice on coming to terms with this new reality? Lola, girl, I want you to take the word worthless, remove that from your vocabulary.
That was a knife.
That's not like a samurai.
It was a throwing star.
Yeah. But I think I'm going to let Jess take the lead on this because you grew up super religious. What do you have to say?
I grew up super religious. It was crazy. It took like a lot for me. I know a big part of that. Both my parents were ministers and I grew up church every Sunday. I even did a purity ceremony. You could probably relate to this, Lola, where I swore that I wouldn't have sex until I was married. That is not true. I lost my virginity probably about 1.5 years ago, and it was really scary for me to do that because I had this idea that, you know, if I have sex, I'm going to go to hell. God is watching. So I just felt very uncomfortable with sex. But, you know, even more importantly than that, I felt very uncomfortable with my body. HPV is something that plenty of people have, but that is something that, you know, is now a part of your body. I'm sorry that happened to you. But I think more importantly, it's maybe working to get comfortable with your body and with your skin. I know a big part of it for me is I'm working on it all the time, just being comfortable with my body, especially, you know, living outside of my parents' Christian domain. But therapy really helped me with that a lot. Just having an older adult to like talk to and who wasn't ever going to shame me or make me feel like I was less than or that my body was just in service to my husband and to God. It really, really is life changing.
Oh, that was so good. What Jess said.
I like flashback to church. Why you do that to me, Lola?
Two Dope Queens is supported by BetterHelp. The winter season can be a lot. Therapy can be a bright spot amid the holiday stress, the seasonal depression, or whatever you might be experiencing. Visit BetterHelp.com/queens today to get 10% off your first month.
Hey, y'all. I'm Rhiannon Giddens, host of Aria Code. and I'm here to spread the gospel of opera.
We are all gathered to experience the magic of great human voices, of beautiful staging, and big human drama.
We're bringing together singers, experts, and unexpected guests to reveal the complexities of opera and life, one aria at a time. Don't miss the new season of Aria Code. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Okay, this one's from Emily.
Ooh, guys, workplace swirl.
Do you want me to read this to you so
yeah.
You can definitely have fun? Okay.
This is so exciting.
Ladies, I have a workplace dilemma. I'm just a brown girl trying to get my ebony and ivory on with a coworker who is vaguely my superior. We're both kind of awkward, but I think our tension is a bit more than just general weirdness. I just want him to realize that I adore him and his rockabilly side project band. Ooh, do I make a move?
Ooh,
from Workplace Swirl.
Oh, my
damn,
God.
Yeah, rockabilly.
I know. So this is like a Chris Isaac situation.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's like, who, Wicked, what is it, Wicked Games?
Yeah, is Chris Isaac the one that's like... Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That guy.
Yeah. One of the saddest moments I've ever had in an airport was like 4 a.m. in a layover in like Chattanooga. And that song was playing very loud. And I was sitting in the airport like by myself. Anyway.
My worst airport experience is when I my flight got so delayed that I missed a college gig. And like just fucking Sting's like Field of Gold was playing.
You were lit.
I was so pissed. I was like, Sting, shut the fuck up.
Not now, Sting.
Yeah, but now I'm into it. But, yeah. Like, him singing about fucking barley, I don't want to hear that shit when, like, Southwest has canceled my flight.
It's so ick.
Yeah.
I love when music doesn't fit the situation. It's so hateful. Anyway. Workplace swirl. Phoebe, you got an answer?
This is, oh, my God. I'm literally so excited for you because this feels like Parks and Recreation. Like,
ooh.
I know this is, like, real life. So what I feel like you should do, there should be like a group happy hour. So you guys all go out for a group happy hour. You sit next to him.
Wait, how does she invite him first, though?
I think it has to be like an office email, like, hey, guys, summer's here. Fucking $5 mimosas or whatever.
Okay, don't put the fuck in there, though.
Yeah, don't
but yeah,
do
you get the gist.
Right.
Okay.
So then everyone's like, oh, I'm down. I'm down. Mm-hmm. There'll be a group of you go. You go over to the bar. You're hanging out. You're having some drinks. You sit next to him. Mm-hmm. My go-to move is I like to press a thigh against a thigh.
That's too much for me. I already want to throw up. Continue.
No, but that's great because if he doesn't move his leg, you're in.
It's good. I like that.
Yeah. It's low stakes. And if he like does move his leg, you just be like, oh, sorry. I didn't know you were there.
Yeah.
You know, it's like it's a way to like test the waters.
Yeah.
And then you can also be like, oh, I want to, you got this band. I want to check out your band sometime. If you take interest in dudes, like just one thing they do, like their dicks get so hard.
Yeah. You know what? It's because they're used to so many like basic ass hoochies.
Yeah. So if you're just like, I want to go see your band play.
Yeah.
And then like you go to his concert and he's like making eyes at you.
You take your top off.
Yeah. Or maybe not. But I think if you just like... There seems to be some flirtation tension between the two of you. So I feel like he might just need you to know that you're open to receiving.
Mm, you're open to the swirl.
Right.
That's great advice.
Because you might be the first lady outside of the white realm that he's ever like been like trying to put the moves on. So he might not know how to approach. So thigh touch, group hang.
I also feel like we seem very regal. Like, I feel like we are, like, a regal women. Mm-hmm. So I think it's nice if you just make sure to give him that go-ahead, like Phoebe's saying. Like, just realize that you probably look like regal AF.
Mm-hmm.
You're like the Queen of Sheba, like, walking around.
Oh, my God.
The water cooler.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is our last question.
Ooh, I like this question.
You want me to read it?
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Lo. But not Lo from the Hills, but I fucking wish it was Lo from the Hills.
I love Lo.
She's fucking awesome.
She's like a great businesswoman.
She's great. So this is from the Not Hills Lo. Mm-hmm. My white beau. Ooh, I love the use of beau. My white beau isn't as woke as I want him to be. Uh-oh. And I get a lot of questions like, wait, how is that racist? Do I educate him or send him to the books? In parentheses, I'm white too.
Like.
Yeah.
Because how is that racist is a tough one.
Because it's also, like, asking, like, how is that racist is, like, how does the sun work? It's so much to explain that it's like, if you don't get it, this relationship isn't like the movie Dangerous Minds. Like, I don't want to be Michelle Pfeiffer.
Like, you don't want to be a part of something like that.
Right. You want to be with someone you don't have to explain stuff to all the time. You know?
Do you remember the like cameo video that she did with Coolio?
It was so good. And she was like sitting in that chair.
Like backwards. She's like, what's up?
You want to tell me what this is all about?
It's so good.
Yeah. I think you should just feel it out. But if you like says, you know, the N-word at Red Lobster, and then he's like, how is that racist? You gotta...
It's done.
You gotta say check, please.
Yeah, it's over. But get an order of the Cheddar Bay biscuits to go.
I mean, get 100 of them. Call the Uber as soon as you place your order.
From his phone.
Take them to go. Yeah.
Because fuck that dude.
Woo! Thanks to everybody who wrote in. We wish that we could have helped everybody out, but alas... We don't get paid for this shit.
Yeah, so how about you fucking PayPal us?
Yeah. You can email us at weareso ignorant@hotmail.com. No, really, we love what we do. We don't need to get paid.
Yeah, but tweet at us. Maybe we'll tweet back during the summer when we're not getting eaten out every day. I don't know.
That's my summer plan as well. I know my boyfriend listens to this podcast, so, and I know my mother listens to this podcast.
Oh, I'm so
and I know
sorry.
His mother listens to his podcast.
Oh my God.
But that's a good summer goal. For you, Phoebe, not me.
Dude, Wings. It's going to happen like maybe 3 times.
That's a lot, though. As long as you just make him stay down there. Okay.
I work so much. Also, do you guys want to hear something major or something major? Yeah. As Posh Spice likes to say, major.
It's Victoria.
It's Posh. She's forever
she
Posh.
She didn't even like it.
I know. But also, it's Posh. So while...
She's like always been trying to move on as like Miss Beckham or like a serious fashion designer. Phoebe's like, people never forget. She's Posh.
Anyway... Well, Two Dope Queens is on a quick breaky. I'm working on a side piece. And no, I'm not talking about hot dudes. This is not sex. This is an actual project. Like, I have a jobby job. It's called So Many White Guys with 3 O's because I'm overdue. So it's like, so many white guys. Am I right? And it's something a little different. It's an interview show with a new special guest every week. Plus, my girl Alana Glazer is going to be on the show. And if you want to get a taste of it, there's a preview up already. So go to your podcast app, search for So Many White Guys with 3 O's, y'all, and take a listen.
Plus, we're going to be keeping you hot with bonus Two Dope Queens episodes. They'll feature performers you haven't even heard yet. So keep listening.
Oh, yeah.
Two Dope Queens is produced by Joanna Solotaroff. Our team includes Rachel Neal, Jen Poyant, Paula Schumann, Casey Means, Alex Overington, Joe Plort, and Shanoa Estrada.
Our theme music was composed by Jeff Brodsky. Hey, boo.
Bon voyage for now, cuties.
YQYE.
Y'all come back now, you hit.
This motherfucker is psychotic. I bet you this serial killer's less anal.
Get your shit! Get your